to be with all of you in church every time you went to church. I really do. Come on, I mean that. Oh, Brother Allen, because one day, amen, we're going to leave here. Somebody said, do you think he'll come pretty soon? Well, if he don't, bless God, amen, the death angels are liable to come in his place. Come on, if he don't come, if he tires, the death angel's going to come in his place. Come on, did you hear what I said? Bless God, hallelujah, and since we're in this family, we're going to have to live with this family, amen, somewhere, someday. Thank God, and we ain't going to fix nothing up when we get over there. We're going to have to fix it up right here. Somebody said, I'm going to wait till I get over there and fix it. No, you won't. Because you ain't going to get over there if that's what you're waiting for. I ain't going to get over there if that's what I'm waiting for. Brother Charlie, I'm talking about a church. I'm talking about the church. I'm not talking about denominations and organizations and so on and so forth. I'm not talking about all the names we've gathered up. I'm not talking about all we've pitched over the door. Oh, a lot of folks are sold on that, and they'll fight for that name over the door. Our church is right. Praise God. Our church is right. Well, if it's right, it's washed in the blood of the Lamb. It's because it's washed in the blood of the Lamb and not because of the name that's over the door. If our hearts is right, it's right because we've made it right with Jesus Christ and allowed that blood to cleanse us and to cover up that we couldn't. Hallelujah to God, and not because we're somebody come. But he's coming after the church. I don't know. I don't know why I'm preaching this way tonight. I don't know a living soul that I'm preaching to, but I'm preaching. Come on. God give it to me, and I've got to preach it. Come on, I said, God give it to me, and I've just got to preach it. Folks, we're judgment-bound people. And let me tell you, these little wrinkles in our life that we can't iron out enough to get victory, we better be sure that that iron's hot enough that we're using. The reason some folks can't iron it out, they're trying to iron with a cold iron. You can't do that in a cold iron. How many knows that? You can rub on a garment with no cold iron and you're not getting nothing done. I've tried it. I said, when we used to have to heat them on a stove, I've tried to jump up and do a quick job on it. A few times. Amen. But it didn't work. But brother, when that old iron got hot enough to fry a spit, bless God, then you could slap it on there, and if you didn't hold it long enough in one place to burn a hole in it, you could get the wrinkles out. Oh, glory to God. And I wonder sometimes if some folks don't need the iron held a while. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, if he's looking for a church without spot and without wrinkle, amen, we better get ready for the ironing job, huh? Amen. Glory to God. I like that where he said, amen, that he would fill us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. A lot of folks want the Holy Ghost, but they don't want the purifying method. Amen. They don't want the sanctifying method. Praise God. But if we're filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire, brother, it'll iron the wrinkles out. If we keep it, it'll iron them out. And if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you sure do need it. Amen. To go in this church that I'm talking about, because we got to get all the wrinkles ironed out. Praise God. I said we got to get them all ironed out. Well, somebody said, it ain't moving me. I know it, folks. There's a lot of them that didn't move when Jesus walked the face of the earth either. No, there's a lot of them that didn't move. Amen. They move with envy. They move with hate. Let me tell you, amen, the Lord's getting the church ready. And I'm so glad tonight to hear this young man. I don't know him. I guess maybe I may have saw him somewhere else, maybe I have. I'm glad to hear him testify. I'm glad to hear him witness that he's given his heart to the Lord. Amen. He's begun to follow, to know God. Amen. I'll tell you, folks, don't never think you can go overboard. Amen. Towards Jesus. When we go overboard, it's backing off or going the odd direction. Amen. If we'll go towards him, we can't go overboard. How many of us believe he is coming? As the church. There's probably people here that I'll never see again. Probably I'm preaching to some people probably I'll never meet again. Oh, you say, yeah, you just live over the hill. We're all around here. Yeah, but for how long? Did you hear what I said? One of these days you folks are going to hear that Lester Chisholm went on out. Some of you, Lord Tires, he's gone on to meet the Lord. Amen. There are going to be some people say, well, I wish I hadn't talked so bad about him. Some said that. Maybe say, I wish I'd have killed him before he went. Lord died long. But that doesn't make any difference. What really counts is what we got in our heart and what we're living when he comes or calls. Brother Jerry, I tell you what, I'm going to say it again. I never said this. I don't think in a service just like this. I know in my own mind that I'm preaching to people I'll probably never preach to again. Whether it's me or whether it's you, whether it's soon or whether it's a long time. Some of you, it's been a long time since I've been in service with you. Seems like too long, doesn't it? Amen? Oh, but if you're in the church, one of these days is going to be a final gathering, and the church is going home. Brother Martin, the church is going home. But those are not in the church. It's defeated. Praise God. And if we allow sin to separate betwixt us and our God, one day it's going to be too late to pray. If there's somebody that we can't forgive, one day it's going to be too late to ask forgiveness. Come on, I said one day it's going to be too late to ask forgiveness. One day it's going to be too late to confess. Perhaps if when King David committed his sin, his double sin, some people calls it, perhaps he'd have never had a chance to confess. Do you know what really brought him out? Was a confession. When Nathan looked at him after he had passed judgment on Nathan's parable, and he said, that man ought to pay back fourfold and is worthy of dying, worthy of death. And he looked at him and said, David, just perhaps he hadn't had a chance. Amen. To have a man like Nathan to stand there. Friends, I feel something tonight in this place. I don't know y'all, and I don't know everything before. But I feel something tonight, and I feel that God, amen, is in this place, and he's speaking to somebody's heart. And it may be simple to you, but if you obey God tonight, it'll mean something to you one of these days. But when Nathan turned and said, David, you're the man. Oh, when the word of God goes forth, if we're not right with God, we know it. And it looks like that the preacher may look like he's pointing his finger right in the face. But the word of God is telling us that we are the person. Automatically, the word's telling us that we are the person. He said, David, you're the man. And David was man enough to say, I have sinned. Oh, I've sinned. He confessed that he had sinned. Oh, and forthwith, God said, I forgive you your sins, but the sword will never pass from your house. David had a lot of troubles, but God forgave him his sins. He didn't have it. There's been some folks that's been forgiven of their sins, but they ain't got the joy they one time had. Come on now. I tell you, folks, I believe in this church, I believe there's joy along with hardships. I believe there's joy along with hardships in this church. One day we may be crying like a baby,
yes.
And the next day we may be shouting.
Yes.
Amen. We may have a load on our shoulder like nobody's business, and somebody woke up, amen, and say, how's everything?
Yes.
And there's something inside say, everything's all right.
Yes.
Everything's all right. I don't know why I say that so much unless it's just God.
Yes.
Everything's all right. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Let me tell you, amen, Jesus is fixing to split the clouds of glory, and he's coming after the only church that he ever said anything about. Hallelujah to God. The only and the one church that he ever said anything about, that was the church that he purchased with his own blood. That was the church that he paid for. Glory to God. That's the church he's going to present. Hallelujah. And if we're in that church, amen, we'll be the people he'll present. Glory to God. But if we're not in it, it's going to be too bad to be cut loose. Folks, it's too bad to be cut loose from the church. If you're mad at your pastor, you better go try to fix it up. But if you can't find a church that you can go to, you better pray hard. Come on, I don't know why I'm preaching this away. But I know God spoke to me this morning and began to give me these scriptures. I don't know very much, but you don't have to know very much, Brother Jefferson, to give the Lord your hand. You don't have to know much to say, Lord, I want to do what you want me to do. I want everybody to stand up with us tonight. The presence of God is in this place. Amen. I'd like you to bow your head and begin to pray. Glory to God. Bow your head. We're going to pray first. God in heaven, as we come to you, Lord, at the close of this service, God, we don't know what to do more than what we've done. And Lord, we ask you, God, just to let your Spirit, God, speak to hearts. Right now, Lord, let it speak to hearts. God, let us cut every little boat loose, Lord, that we've ever tried to sail in. And let us pray for the body of Christ. Let us pray for Bible believers. Let us pray for Holy Ghost filled folks. God, let us pray for more anointing. Let us pray for more understanding. Let us get in this church. Let us join in this group. Glory to God. Let us join in your army, Lord. Let us join in this battle. God, speak to hearts right now. While all heads is bowed, everybody praying, nobody looking around. Amen. That's right. I appreciate this stillness. I appreciate this calmness. Praise God. I wonder if there's one in this congregation that walked down your hall. No one's looking. Amen. Come over to this altar tonight. Begin to walk in. You've got to need. You say, preacher, I ain't backslid. I'm still trying to go on, but I'm having difficulties like I've never had before. I want you to know God's able to loosen every joint in your body. God's able to loosen every chain that's got you bound. And he's sure to do it now. You don't have to go around looking down and being defeated. You don't have to sit while the saints of God shouting. You don't have to sit through a service where everybody's rejoicing. You don't have to do it. Come on, I feel something in this service, friends. Amen, like I have never felt here before. Amen, God's wanting somebody to walk down to this altar. Amen, to get your spiritual life renewed in him. It might not require a confession before man, but it may require a trip to God's altars. Come on. Not everything required a confession. Peter was prayed out of prison, not because he confessed that he is delivered, but because the church was making prayer. Amen. For Peter without ceasing. Oh, listen, friends. I want you to know there's more than one thing that turns this wheel. Praise God, but I want you to start walking today. We're going to stand down here. We don't know nothing to do but...